Hi, this is Margot. This is Monday, August 28th, 2017. And today I'm going to read another blog post from Richard Souder's blog. His blog site is eventhorizonchronicle.blogspot.com. I read several of his posts in the past, and I've interviewed him several times. He's currently living in Ecuador. He's been down there for several years, but he's from the United States. He's a PhD. He's written 4 books. The first one is called Underground Bases and Tunnels: What is the Government Trying to Hide? The second one is called Underwater and Underground Bases. The third one is called Hidden in Plain Sight: Beyond the X-Files. And the fourth one, which is out of print now, is called Kundalini Tales. And on Richard's blog, he comments on the world situation, the way he sees it from his place outside of the United States. He puts together the dots in lots of different ways. We've been in communication recently, and we're really on the same page about what's happening with the world and how everything is coming down. He thinks everything's coming to a head. The event horizon is coming to a head. And I believe so too. And he, in this blog post from Thursday, August 17th, it was a couple of weeks ago. It's called The Big Performance is Just About to Start. And so I'm just going to read it, and then I'll make some comments at the end. And we'll go from there. Okay, this is from Richard Souder's blog, eventhorizonchronicle.blogspot.com. The Big Performance is Just About to Start. From Thursday, August 17th, 2017. It's all about to get ever so much more serious. The recent events in Charlottesville, Virginia are just the beginning, like the loud, discordant, raucous warm-up notes that the musicians in a symphony orchestra play just before the actual performance commences. It is obvious to me, and I suspect to a large number of others, that the entire event in Charlottesville was staged, albeit that a woman was killed and many others wounded. To begin with, Charlottesville is an alphabet soup agency town and has been for many years. It is likely that both sides in the confrontation, protesters and counter-protesters alike, were being played and or paid by the same unseen hand or hands with ties to one or more intelligence agencies. It was all a big show, a deadly theatrical production intended as mere prelude, as a stage-setting preview of coming attractions. The increasingly violent chaos in the United States and elsewhere around the world is being well orchestrated by very dark agendas and actors, which feed off of strife, violence, confusion, fear, hatred, destruction, chaos, mayhem, and death. The intent is to subject humanity to suffering, death, destruction, economic exploitation, degrading subjugation of all kinds, humiliation, abasement, increasingly more stringent mind and social control, and even outright elimination. Humanity is under attack on multiple fronts simultaneously. There is a war underway, and it's not conventional. The battlefield is not conventional. The tactics are not conventional. More than anything, it is a war against consciousness itself. Those who are unconscious or heavily propagandized, who are running on reflexive, reactionary autopilot, are going to take a very heavy hit, like running headlong, forehead first, into a big, rapidly whirling sawmill buzzsaw. You know, the kind that slices up large tree trunks into boards and planks. What is coming is intended to slice and dice a lot of unthinking, gullible, weak-minded victims on the right and left and in between. The only way to win at this game is to withdraw from the contest, to refuse to participate to the extent that you can. It's a multidimensional chess game, political, economic, racial, social, mental, spiritual, ethnic, linguistic, and more. And the chess masters behind the game are playing both sides. They are pushing both the black and the white pawns. It is fruitless to ask which side they are on, because they are on both sides and neither. They have designed the parameters of the game and are manipulating the gullible, stupid pawns in such a way that no matter what the outcome of their game is, they will win. The pawns and even the kings and queens are being played off against each other, while those who have set the board and defined the boundaries of the game have ensured that any and all outcomes rebound to their dark advantage. They are fully capable of putting someone like a Donald Trump, for instance, into a position of great political power and then eliminating that same player from the game because it suits their dark purposes. They own or control all the meaningful pieces on the chessboard, and if they want to checkmate the king, then that's what they do. It has to do with long cycles and celestial geometry. The chessboard extends well beyond the earth and includes the influence of other celestial bodies in multiple ways and times. This is well understood by those who have mastered the ancient discipline of astrology. The science of astrology, yes, science, has long been used by those in positions of influence to bolster their political and military maneuvers. Whether or not you know this, whether or not you believe this, whether or not you think that astrology is a real science is of little concern to those who wield its targeted use in the intelligence agencies, major corporations, military institutions, and the like. In the main, they regard you and the rest of the teeming human masses as a herd to be managed, and from time to time as a herd to be culled, a herd to be thinned out, a herd to perhaps be brought to a finer degree of control. I mention this because the upcoming solar eclipse on August 21st directly impacts the destiny of the United States and Mr. Donald Trump, and that it has to do with the 54-year cycle of eclipses that has been related to the destiny of the United States going back at least to the 19th century. In the following video, Olga Morales discusses the time that lies just ahead. The period we are now entering has temporal and astrological resonance with the assassination of John F. Kennedy in 1963 and with World War I in 1918. Parenthetic correction to article. Actually, the 54-year cycle would extend to 1909 and 1855, to the years that preceded World War I and the war between the states, which was followed immediately by the Lincoln assassination. Though she does not mention it in the video, another 54 years extends the timeline back to 1864 in the heat of the bloody war between the states and a year before the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And then he has embedded in his blog post Olga Morales' video called Solar Eclipse Over USA, August 21st, 2017, in which she explains all of the ramifications astrologically and how this is a cycle of presidential assassinations that have been set up. And that we're heading into this new cycle starting around August 21st with the eclipse. And Richard continues, beginning now and continuing on for the next 2 months is an astrologically very dark time for Donald Trump and for the United States. You can expect that the deep state has already consulted its astrologers and is ready to make full use of the negative astrological cycle that they have also made use of in prior centuries, characterized by war and assassination. Everywhere you look in the news these days, there are threats of and preparations for war, notably against North Korea, and in recent days against Venezuela. The daily news cycle also has recently carried publicly reported threats of assassination against Donald Trump. Make no mistake, the timing of all this is of no consequence. The astrological tenor of this period is being used by the deep state to further its agenda of war, mayhem, confusion, destruction, and social and political control. Nothing would surprise me less than to see a time of increased pandemonium and turmoil in the weeks and months that lie ahead. The possibilities are several. Assassination, coup d'etat, nuclear false flag attacks, outright civil war, World War III, economic collapse, and more. I'm not saying these things will definitely happen, but simply observing that at 54-year junctures, in near-temporal conjunction with the type of solar eclipse that will occur next week in the mainland United States, the deep state has waged major foreign war, major civil war, and assassinated presidents. I therefore expect nothing less of them than this time around, and maybe even more. 3 54-year cycles have gone by, and the United States, once again, is being primed for civil war by the deep state. The United States is once again being primed for a major foreign warfare. The United States is once again being primed for assassination, for removal of a president. In recent weeks, I have vividly dreamed of a multi-city nuclear false flag attack carried out by shadowy elements of the United States deep state, falsely blamed on others. I take that possibility seriously. My subconscious is only picking up what is out there in the matrix of near-future military and political possibilities and presenting it to my conscious mind in dream form as a visual readout. Recently, I was also given a date as I was awakening. I saw the date, September 4. I extremely rarely am given specific dates in this manner, so I truly do not know what that day portends or why the date appeared to me. Maybe it will just be another day, or maybe it will be a history-altering red-letter day. I couldn't say one way or the other. We'll soon find out. But even if nothing noteworthy happens that day, the fact remains that this entire period of time into which we are now entering is fraught with peril for the United States, for Donald Trump, and given the role that these entities play globally for the rest of humanity. If Olga Morales knows these things, and I'm telling you about them, it is an absolute certainty that the deep state also knows these same things. The deep state has a historical record of using this negative and astrological cycle for deep evil. Be prepared, my friends. Expect the unexpected. And that's the end of his blog post. I just want to make a few comments here. I'm on board with everything that Richard is saying. I have a very good friend who is an astrologer, and he has been telling me since early this summer, you know, he was looking forward as to what was coming up for the United States and Trump and different things, and saw really, really bad aspects for Trump especially, and the United States chart starting around mid-August and going at least until the end of September. And he said it could be any kind of chaos, from war to civil war to riots to martial law to climate change, all kinds of chaos. And it seems to me like the eclipse has ushered this in. It was like a signpost that it's starting these darkest times. And it's interesting that Hurricane Harvey manifested right after the solar eclipse last week, and now it's hit land in the Houston area and has wreaked lots and lots of havoc and is not done. And so I'm thinking that climate change, abrupt climate change, like Dr. Guy McPherson talks about and a lot of other climate scientists are saying, is playing a big role into this. I believe that Nibiru is coming close and can be affecting the climate and the energy and the frequencies of the earth as well. So, you know, a lot of people don't believe in Nibiru. Right now, you know, we don't, some people are seeing it in the skies. I'm not really. So, you know, I can't say. I just know that my messages from the Arcturians and from God say that Nibiru is real and that it's coming. So, that aside, even without Nibiru, we're very screwed. We're so screwed. So, I believe we are in the end times. I believe that the restrainer hand has been removed. And speaking of dreams, last week I was having dreams every single night. It was about a 7-day period. Every single night I was having dreams about death and about where the soul goes and how soon it goes after death, and how there are different levels of where the soul goes right after death. And it's like a whole science of the soul, and that a lot of people were going to be dying soon, and that ones who were saved would be protected during these calamitous times. So I also want to say that if you're facing death, it's really nothing to be afraid of if you've made peace with God and Jesus, and if you don't have leftover relationships that you need to have loose ends tied up with here in the earth realm. And even with people who have died, you want to go ahead and make peace with anybody that you didn't have a good relationship with, and ask for forgiveness, forgive yourself, forgive them, and just accept and realize that this is a big matrix, a big game that's playing out, and we really don't have any control. We never had any control, and we are here for a reason here on this stage, this world stage and this cosmic stage now, for a purpose. And the best thing we can do is go within, remain calm, find our inner deep connection with God, and ask for our highest good to come about, and for us to be saved, and for us to go with God and Jesus when it's time. Because, you know, we really don't have any control, and it's all about consciousness, and it's all about, there is a battle going on, and it's playing out down here, and it's a battle for the souls, not just consciousness, but for the souls. And Satan is going to try to grab as many souls as he can right at the end. So if you haven't made your choice yet, now's a good time before it's too late to make your choice. So, my name is Margot. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. And also, Richard Souter is in need of support. If you go to his blog site, eventhorizonchronicle.blogspot.com, at the bottom of each blog, he has ways that you can contact him and help support him with contributions and donations. So, until next time, my name is Margot, and go in peace, and be safe, and take care, and God bless. Goodbye.